always fun to talk to one of the great quarterbacks in NFL history and a Super Bowl winner. And it's Doug Williams joining us right now. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's good to talk to Arch and Dale. I like that.
Doug, I grew up, I spent my summers as a kid down in Tampa. Before we get into everything else, how come you didn't try to make a deal with the Bandits when they weren't going to pay you that money with the Bucks?
Well, you know what? I think Steve had John Reed's hometown favorite. So, you know, the chance of getting there was slim and none. Both of them were Florida boys. You know how they work.
I hear you.
I had a chance to be around Doug as a player in Washington, and the legend of the arm strength was phenomenal, Mike. When you start talking about a guy that could kneel down at the 50-yard line and throw it through the uprights, those kind of things. Doug Williams with us on Sports Radio 790 Zone. Doug, when you look at what's going on with your career back with Washington, is that something you're excited about? I know you're back in the personnel department.
I really am, Dave. You know, I mean, I was coaching, and I think everybody knows the story down there.
Mm-hmm.
And when things went south, and, you know, to be able to come back to Washington, the place that gave you an opportunity to accomplish some things in life that will forever be with you, and then be a part of the organization again, I mean, that's a great feeling.
It's a Doug Williams with us, by the way, and we'll talk in a second about the hearthealthfoundation.org that he's working with our buddy Mark Rippon. But, you know, from the outside looking in, Doug, when you talk about what happened at Grambling, I mean, you're a living legend down there. It just seems like it's almost inconceivable that program that Coach Robinson started would find itself in the position it was in without the resources, without the funds.
Well, I agree with you. But you know what? And you know, we can beat a dead horse. But I think at the bottom, the most important thing here, when you got somebody who's in charge running the university, Graham State University, with no passion for the university, no kind of compassion for the legacy and the history that were left there for from Coach Robinson, and you try to make your own way and try to make it what it's not, and not understanding that Grambling is not the Harvard of the South. Mm-hmm. Grambling recognition came from athletics, and, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, and the people who's in position to make decisions, making the decision that they make, you know, we all have to live with it.
HeartHealthFoundation.org. Doug Williams with us here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. And how'd you get involved with this, man? This is pretty cool. I'd like to go catch some passes from you and Rip. You guys are going to have a flag football game at Navy Stadium on April 6th. Tell me about it.
It is pretty cool. You know, the thing about that, Dr. John Martin, a couple years ago, I got a chance to sit down with him at a dinner. And as a matter of fact, it was at the Black College Football Hall of Fame that him and I sat together and we talked. And you know, and I was listening to what he was doing as far as giving free screenings for preventive health of heart disease and strokes. And being African-American, you know, we won the leading population of strokes and heart attack. And for him to and his crew, Heart Foundation, to want to give free screening to anybody who wants one. You know, I've been to a couple of them, and we had a fun day, people coming in, making sure that they get checked. I even got checked. You know, I think what it is, sometimes we're afraid to go get checked because we might feel something is really wrong, but I think we need to do it. And I took my hat off to him because my brother had went through some heart procedures probably about a year after we met, you know. So that was a good feeling to be a part of something like this.
And Doug is right, man. I remember I had my physical last year and had to get the cholesterol down, and especially for guys that listen to sports talk radio in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Listen to Doug, man. Don't mess around with that stuff. Doug Williams with us here on 790 The Zone. Again, amazing career from Tampa Bay. And we have a great relationship with Rich McKay, the Falcons president. You got any great stories from John McKay? Obviously one of the most lovable coaches, but what was he like to play for?
Hey, look at me. John McKay was a guy. They always say, if you ever put IE at the back of your name, you was one of his guys. And all he ever called me was Dougie. And that was good. I mean, I had a blast playing for Coach McKay. And, you know, it's so ironic. Dave and Mike, you know, when I was growing up, it was two coaches I wanted to play for. And I got a chance to play for both of them. That was Eddie Robinson and John McKay. I always said I was going to SC because of Jimmy Jones was quarterback at SC back in 1965 before it was even fashionable. And I realized then what kind of person John McKay was. And then, of course, that was Coach Robinson right there in Grambling. So, you know, I got lucky. I play for both.
Go check out the website, www.hearthealthfoundation.org. They're having a flag football game at Navy Stadium in Annapolis on the 6th of April. Slots still available now where you can actually get in the game and play. $500 donation to the Heart Health Foundation, and you're catching balls from Mark Rippon and Doug Williams.
Hey, let me tell you something. We had a lot of fun last year, and Roger Staubach, this is the honest God truth. We played at Navy Stadium, and one of his receivers from when he played at the Navy Academy made a diving catch. This guy's 70 years old. But you know what? That's that competitive edge coming back out on him. And let you know, once you're an athlete, always athlete. You're going to compete no matter what the situation is.
It's Doug Williams now working with the Redskins, by the way. We'll get to RG3 and this next season, but you're talking about another great coach you get to play for, Joe Gibbs, and all about timing, man. The amazing run to the Super Bowl. On film, looking at the Broncos, did you know you were going to get everything you wanted offensively against that team?
You know what? You know, the way we felt was this. We 2 weeks earlier, we had went to Frigate, 13 below chill factor in Chicago, fell behind by 14 points. And was able to overcome it and win the football game. And we felt from a physical standpoint that we were the better football team. We had the best practice that I had ever been associated with my whole life the week out in San Diego. And it was no doubt in our mind. We felt like that we was going to be the one to come out on top of that football game. And, you know, things was a little slow in the beginning, but once we got the rolling, it was like that train going downhill.
Well, Denver jumped out 10-0, and then all of a sudden Doug started calling plays like, run past 60 counter Cardinal. Started fighting guys deep down the field. I mean, it was just a snowball there in that second quarter, Doug. And, is that something you relive a lot in your mind? You think back to, I mean, not very many people win Super Bowls.
But you know what? It's not a day go by that, you know, memories don't come across, you know, and people talk about what that second quarter was really about. Well, it was really about the fact that all the points that we scored in the second quarter came with only 18 plays. You know, when you can score 35 points in 18 plays, man, that is truly, truly amazing.
Lighten it up.
It's Doug Williams with us, by the way. Arch mentioned the website, hearthealthfoundation.org. $500 donation to the Heart Health Foundation, and you're playing with NFL legends at a really cool setting, too, right there on Chesapeake Bay at Annapolis with the Naval Academy. Doug Williams will be there. You're up there working with the Skins, Doug. What do you like about RG3? And first off, is he healthy? Because I certainly did not look comfortable at times last season.
Well, I think you know, over the last couple of days, he even made the statement that he's thinking about shedding the brace, which means tell you that the kid been working. I tell you what I really like about him is the fact that he got great people skills. He got great leadership ability, and that's going to go a long way. You know, he got beat up a little bit last year in the media and everything, which I think is a little unfair to a certain extent because this kid came in here as a rookie, and he left the Redskins to a playoff. He wheeled them to a playoff because of his play. Now, the way I look at that, and David's been behind that center. He's been a quarterback. At the end of the day, when you lift your team like that, you expect your team to lift you up for the rest of the way. And last year, I don't think as a whole the team played as well as you would like for them to play. And you know, all the things that have happened and some changing of the guard, I think Jay Gruden is going to be great for him. You know, with Jay mentality as a quarterback, won at every level, he coached. So I think it's a good move for RG, and I think we're going to look for a whole different guy this year.
Doug, how much do they let you get down there and spend some time? Because if I'm a young quarterback, I sure as heck want to talk to Doug Williams and talk about what it was like to be a quarterback in the league, win a Super Bowl, what it takes to be a leader. Do you get a chance to do any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what he does now. That's what I'm saying. He comes by the office regularly. He sat down, and that's why I know he's a real good individual. He's a great leader because he understands what it's going to take. You know, we talk about real life, and this kid don't shy away from anything. You know, he would talk about anything, action courses, and that's a good feeling. You know, it's not like he thinks he's a prima donna because he speaks to everybody in the building. He come in and talk to everybody. He's always smiling and got a great family base to help him. I think that's going to go a long way.
Well, it's always great catching up with Doug, one of our favorite guests. Doug Williams with us here. And again, guys, the website is hearthealthfoundation.org. But if you want to have some real fun, the game at Navy Stadium coming up on April 6th. Slot's still there to go hang out with Super Bowl champs and NFL legends like Rip and Doug Williams and other guys. So get on it.
They're going to have a tailgate. They're going to have sponsorship opportunities. And hey, if you want to throw $500 in the kitty to Heart Health Foundation, you can actually be one of the receivers for Mark Rippon and Doug Williams. What a great opportunity to contribute and help some people out, but also rub shoulders with some of the greats that have played the game.
All right, Doug.
It's a great call. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we'll get you next time you're in Atlanta. We'll get you in studio, man. We'll stop by. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me.